Turning to page two, we have our next area of the use of NLP in business, in the area of management communications. Without saying, I think it's obvious that we're going to be able to get the best results from people that we manage if we have a good level of rapport with them. So again, it's around matching and mirroring physiology. It's around matching voice tonality, matching preferred representational systems, keywords, predicates, key phrases, all those kind of things. I also think it's useful to elicit and have on record each member of your team's motivation strategy and decision-making strategy. Then with each individual member, you know how to organize information in a way that they'll find motivational. How to feed information to them in the correct order and sequence that'll enable them to be decisive around what you're asking them to do. In certain situations in management, there may be conflict that comes up. Remember here the agreement frame, how to elegantly disagree with someone while still maintaining rapport. And the power of the chunking up questions. For what purpose? What's your intention in this? What will that do for you? In the knowledge that if you chunk up high enough, you'll always meet agreement. Then all you need to do is to chunk back down again to the point where you can take some action, which will get both of you what you want. The key to management, and I think the true meaning of leadership, is having people do the things that you want them to do and what you need them to do to get your team's job done, and having them do it for their own reasons rather than yours. In times of conflict too, or times of difficulty, then there's reframing. Context reframes, meaning reframes. Powerful ways, very, very quickly, to assist someone in changing limiting belief patterns which are preventing them from being able to get the results that they want in their career. If you wanted to take it further, and as I said earlier, it's beyond the scope of the practitioner training, but it is in the additional reading, then having each of your team members' values, their values for their career, for their job, for their work, the things that are most important to them, and also being able to elicit certain ones of their metaprograms, gives you a good blueprint of the way that they'll respond in certain situations and circumstances, all of which enable you to communicate with them in the most effective way, and also to give them the tasks within the team which they will find the easiest, the most enjoyable, the most motivational, and the ones, therefore, that they'll get the greatest result for you and the team as a whole from.